for calling UC Health Primary Care Clinic, Lone Tree.
Para español, presione 8.
If this is a medical or psychiatric emergency, hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
For hours of operation, fax number, or address, press 1. For medical records, press 2.
Thank you for calling UC Health Lone Tree Primary Care. This is Tori. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice. And did you say your name was Tori? Is that T-O-R-I?
That's right.
Hi, Tori.
All righty. What can I do for you?
I'm a patient of the Garvey Chikuri. My birthday is 4/25/53. My address is 11268 East Lindale Drive, Aurora. And I'm wondering if you can connect me to someone in her office.
All righty. Yeah, let me get you pulled up here. Could you spell out your last name for me?
It's R-I-C-E, just like Uncle Ben's converted.
Okay. Let me get you pulled up here. Perfect. I got you pulled up here with your name, birthday, and address. And what do you need to speak to the clinic about?
It's about getting a refill on a prescription.
Oh, I can actually help with that. Which medication do you need refilled?
Well, let's see. It is called bear with me one second. I had it pulled up earlier.
No worries.
The easy remember name is Lyrica.
Lyrica. Okay, yes, I see that here. It's a 100 milligrams. Does that sound right?
Probably. I had it filled the day of my first appointment, which was, I think, on the 11th.
Okay. Yes, I do see that here. It was filled on the 11th, and we did send it over to Safeway in Havana. Did you want me to send it there again?
Yeah, same place.
Sounds good. And then how much of that Lyrica do you have left?
Well, you can do the math. I got a 28-day supply.
So about a week left?
So I'm going to run out on... the 8th.
Okay.
What is today? Yes. Is today the 1st?
Today is the 1st, so a little over a week.
So not a little over a week, exactly a week.
All right. Yes, that's right, exactly, because that's, yep, I'm already getting my days mixed up. I was thinking that today was still Wednesday, but thankfully it's Thursday, so it's closer to Friday. Let's see here. All right, and we want to send it over to Safeway in Havana again. And what is the best callback number for you?
720-282-3376.
Perfect. And are we able to leave voicemails on that number?
You can leave voicemail on that number, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and get this request sent over for you so we can get that Lyrica refilled so it'll be ready when you run out. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, this is kind of my first time through this process. When I asked the doctor about it, she said to call this number 5 days ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at my calendar and counted backwards 5 days, that worked out to Saturday, and I wasn't sure what the heck to do about that. That's why I'm calling today. And so I'm wondering, have I done everything I need to do? Do I just now?
Yes, you have.
Go to the pharmacy now and ask for my prescription, and the pharmacy's going to have everything they need, and I'll just pick it up. Am I good to go now, or do I need to do anything else?
What I did was I sent a message over to your doctor for you saying, hey, it's time for a refill. He wants it sent here. And it just takes a couple business days with how busy she is. And once she sees it, all she does is sign off on it, and then it goes straight to that Walgreens. So that's why she has you call 5 days in advance, just so you don't run out during the process of getting that sent over. And we will send you a message on the My Health Connection portal when it has been sent.
All right. Now, of course, you said Walgreens and it's Safeway, but...
Sorry, Safeway. I apologize. I did send it over to Safeway. It's been a long day for me. I apologize. It's Safeway.
All right. And so you said that they're going to send me a message on the patient portal. I think that's been working okay. I think I get an email that tells me there's a message for me when they send me a message. And so I'll get the email that alerts me to the fact that I've got a message. And so then I'll get the email, and then I'll go look at the message, and the message will tell me, okay, Phil, we've sent your prescription in or whatever. And again, this is the first time through, so I'm not sure, but I'm sure this is just a matter of routine, that whatever it is that they do, they'll just do their normal routine.
Yes.
Then I'll know that all I have to do is just go and pick it up. But there's nothing else that I need to do at this stage of the game but just wait till I get that message.
That is correct.
All right. And presumably, going forward, then I don't need to necessarily talk to anybody at the doctor's office. I can just talk to whoever answers the phone and say, you know, I'm calling because I need to renew my prescription, and whoever it is that answers the phone can, just like you did now, send that message to the doctor's office, and then that's all I need to do. I can just repeat this process every month from now on, and that should take care of it, we think? Yes?
Yep. Yes, exactly.
All right. And thank you for being patient with me, because I asked the doctor about this, and she, I think, was in a hurry to leave, and she didn't seem to want to give me specific instructions on what to do. So now that I know what to do, this seems like it's a repeatable process, and so I think I'll be okay. Thank you.
Okay, of course. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I think that's all I wanted to do. Thank you very much.
All righty, have a good one.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.